You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is plankton? When you think about it, it's pretty amazing how sometimes the smallest things can have the biggest impact. The basis for books are tiny letters. We're composed of atoms and even smaller particles. And tiny things called plankton impact all life and even the entire planet. Plankton are the tiny microscopic organisms living in water. They're found in both freshwater and the oceans. Since most of the Earth's surface is covered by oceans, it may be those marine plankton that have the biggest impact. They can be single-celled organisms, invisible to the naked eye, or much larger multi-celled organisms. This is a general term for all microscopic aquatic organisms. Plants, animals, bacteria, algae. They're not strong enough to swim against the current on their own. So, basically, they get pushed along with the current. They're a continuous, yummy stream of food particles for larger, hungry critters. According to the National Marine Fisheries Service at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, plankton is the largest reservoir of biomass in our oceans. Plant plankton is called phytoplankton. Phyto, P-H-Y-T-O, was the Greek word for plant. And just like the land plants in your backyard, they need sunlight. They use energy from the sun for photosynthesis to convert the organic elements, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and the inorganic elements, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur, into proteins, sugars, and fats. This need for sunlight requires that they live near the water's surface. Animal plankton is called zooplankton or zooplankton. Many of them are microscopic adults of, or the eggs and larvae of, crustaceans, the segmented shelled invertebrates like krill, shrimp, lobsters. But they can also be adults, larvae, or eggs of jellies, fish, worms, bivalves. So you can see that the word plankton is kind of generic, a collective term, but they're so important that NOAA regularly monitors plankton to understand and respond to pollution, climate, animal migration, and food like shellfish and fisheries. You can make a plankton net at home with a stocking. Cut off the foot and replace it with a bottle or a cup. Fix it to the stocking with a rubber band or a string. Loop a circular wire to the other end of the stocking. Use thread to tie it. This ring allows the net's entrance to stay open. Tie three or four strings to this opening and attach a washer to the loose ends. Holding the net by the washer, drag it through some pond or river water. Using a microscope or hand lens, see what you caught in the reservoir end. Well, we've just learned a little bit about plankton. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.